Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 72 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Jacob Lindberg.
And I'm Cody Robinson.
This bill could offer a critically needed reprieve from what would otherwise be a life sentence.
A new bill would create a minimum age for marriage in Kentucky.
A Lewis County man is behind bars after the largest meth bust on record in the county.
Attorney General Andy Beshear is suing another of the nation's leading opioid distributors.
Officials in Maysville are closing the town's floodgates.
The city of Flemingsburg could face a big financial hit if the state fails to enact pension reform.
In sports, district tournament basketball action gets started in the region tonight.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Mostly cloudy tonight with a low around 62. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
A Lewis County man is behind bars after police say he was found in possession of a half pound of methamphetamine. According to the Lewis County Herald, it's the largest meth seizure on record in the county. 40-year-old Olin Driggers of Greenup County is charged with first and second degree trafficking, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of marijuana. Sheriff Johnny Bivens says his deputies found 230 grams of the substance, along with suspected cocaine, marijuana, and cash during a traffic stop Saturday. Driggers is housed in the Lewis County Detention Center.
Investigators in Estill County are still working to reconstruct a suspected murder-suicide that occurred over the weekend. According to WKYT, the incident happened off of Kentucky 52 in Irvine Saturday. Irvine Police Chief Brad Smith says his officers were conducting a welfare check when they found the bodies of 71-year-old Charles Williams and his wife, 68-year-old Barbara Williams.
Once the door was pushed open, the officer immediately noticed a deceased individual laying in the floor. The officer backed away, secured the scene, and called in other officers for support.
The Estill County coroner says preliminary information suggests the two died in a murder-suicide. The bodies are being taken to the medical examiner's office in Frankfort for an autopsy.
A 15-year-old boy accused of opening fire inside his high school will be tried as an adult on murder charges. Kentucky State Police said Friday that Gabriel Parker was indicted on 2 murder charges and 14 assault charges for the January 23rd shootings at Marshall County High School. 2 15-year-old students were killed in the shootings, with many more injured. Parker's identity had not been disclosed before Friday's arraignment. The grand jury met last Tuesday to consider charging Parker in adult court. Bailey Holt and Preston Cope were killed, and another 18 people were injured at the high school in far western Kentucky. Last Thursday, the town held a vigil for the victims of a Florida school shooting that left 17 dead on Wednesday.
A 13-year-old boy is lodged in the Breathitt County Juvenile Detention Center after posting a threatening message on social media. WYMT reports the juvenile posted on Facebook that he was going to bring a gun to Clay County Middle School today. The teen was arrested and charged with second-degree terroristic threatening.
The Rowan County School District is discussing ways to improve safety measures in the wake of recent violence in schools. School principals and leaders of local emergency response teams met today to consider potential code red situations and how to handle them. Ray Ginter is principal of the Rowan County Senior High School.
The idea behind the goal, obviously, is to save as many lives as possible. And we've now had 2 shootings across the country that have occurred with fire alarm and people sitting outside waiting to shoot the people that are coming out.
Ginter says the district is considering policy changes to ensure that never happens in Rowan County. We'll be back with more of your region's headlines right after this. Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Moorhead. Located on Triplett Street near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center offers a 24-hour drop-off service for recyclables. Funded in part through a grant from the Kentucky Division of Waste Management, an additional green trailer rotates among Elliottville, Farmers, Hayes Crossing, and the MMRC Fire Department on Kentucky 801 North. The rotating trailer schedule is online at moorheadrecycling.org.
A Senate bill would establish a minimum age for marriage in Kentucky. According to Spectrum News, Senate Bill 48 was introduced last Thursday. It would set the floor for marriage at age 17. There are currently no age restrictions on marriage in the Commonwealth. Jeanne Smoot with the Tahir Justice Center says the bill would reduce abusive forced marriages.
Forced marriages in particular can involve insidious forms of coercion, not only physical violence, but also extreme psychological abuse and threats. And when that comes from a parent or another loved one, it can work just like a gun to the head for a teen girl who's still very dependent, both emotionally and practically.
Snoot says children have much more limited resources to escape an abusive situation compared to adults. The bill would also establish a 4-year age difference maximum between a 17-year-old and the adult they wish to marry.
A new study by the Washington, D.C.-based Urban Institute Health Policy Center finds that many of the 350,000 Kentuckians most likely to be affected by Medicaid changes are already employed, but fall short of the new requirements. WUKY's Josh James has more.
The Lexington Herald Leader reports the study analyzed U.S. Census data to predict how Governor Matt Bevin's Medicaid changes might affect the more than 650,000 adults aged 19 to 64 who are enrolled in the program. Researchers found that more than 60,000 are employed but did not work the required 20 hours a week last year. That's the minimum requirement for the group to maintain coverage under Bevin's plan. Researchers point to seasonal and low-wage jobs as main drivers behind the low cumulative hours. Of the 188,000 who are unemployed, almost half are over 50, a quarter do not have a high school diploma, and 26% are without internet access. Governor Matt Bevin argues the new work, volunteer, and training requirements are meant to give Medicaid enrollees a path to employment and self-sufficiency. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
Kentucky's Democratic Attorney General would face new spending constraints under a House bill now on its way to the Senate. House Bill 198 limits the amount the top law enforcer can pay outside attorneys hired to work on major cases against well-armed corporate legal departments. Thursday, Democrat Chris Harris argued on the House floor that the measure aims to muzzle the Attorney General's office.
So we're taking away that power that we've given him to protect us. We're asking him to go out and do his best to make sure that the citizens of Kentucky are protected. And yet we're now taking some of that authority away from him.
Attorney General Andy Beshear immediately released a statement calling the bill yet another attempt to hamstring his efforts to make multinational drug companies answer to the people of Kentucky. Beshear's predecessor, Jack Conway, has long been accused to settling a case with Purdue Pharma, the maker of OxyContin, for pennies on the dollar to avoid a conflict of interest for Beshear, who once worked for a law firm that represented the drug giant. Beshear denies any involvement in the Purdue case and the settlement.
Attorney General Andy Beshear has once again filed suit against one of the nation's leading opioid distributors. Suzanne Duvall reports.
In his third opioid lawsuit to date, Beshear is suing Ohio-based Cardinal Health for its role in fueling the state's opioid epidemic by funneling massive amounts of prescription opioids into Kentucky's communities.
I'm intentionally filing these lawsuits in Kentucky State Court because I have made the commitment that we are going to haul these opioid manufacturers and distributors to a Kentucky state court so they have to look at our families.
Last month, Beshear filed suit against McKesson Corporation for similar claims. Beshear filed his first suit last fall against Endo Pharmaceuticals. I'm Suzanne Duvall.
Like other municipalities around Kentucky, the city of Flemingsburg is bracing for a possible major financial hit due to an expected hike to its employee pension contributions if the state legislator fails to act on retirement system reforms. Mayor Marty Voyers says the increase will likely cost the town anywhere between $100,000 to $123,000 in the next fiscal year, a big hit to Flemingsburg's pocketbook.
So we have been discussing some things that we can do, try to generate more revenue, cutbacks in other areas, but right now, we're just still waiting to see what the legislature finally does. So we're waiting to see what their budget proposals are and if and when they get a pension reform bill put together to see how that's going to impact us so that we know exactly what we have to do.
Voyer says spending thousands more for the retirements of city employees could force Flemingsburg officials to raise taxes. He notes the town only keeps $500,000 in its reserve fund, which is there to help cover emergencies.
With the Ohio River rising, Maysville officials are taking action. Forecasters say the river will crest at 54.5 feet at the city tomorrow. That's 4.5 feet above flood stage. With that in mind, Mayor David Cartmell says they're closing their floodgates.
We anticipate that there will be flooding, you know, in some of the backwaters also. Since our flood wall was built, our flood control project, we pump, I want to say, once it gets about 42 feet, we have to pump backwater into the river. So, I mean, we shut gates so the water can't back up into Maysville. And so that's our problem. And our pumps have been running, you know, for quite some time now, for several days.
And Cartmell expects them to run for several more. Maysville's flood wall protects the city to a flood stage of 79 feet. He says since the early 90s, the town has seen the Ohio River go above 50 feet at least a dozen times or so. Cartmell says Maysville's flood wall kept the town safe in those instances and will do so again.
As tax season continues, be on the lookout for phony phone scams. WMKY's Sean Delaney has more.
Police departments throughout the region say they've received an uptick in reports of calls from scammers posing as IRS agents. The con artists are attempting to trick people into giving out their sensitive banking information. The IRS says they will never attempt to call or email you to ask for payments. They will only contact residents through the mail system. If you receive a phony call, investigators say you should call your local police department. For WMKY News, I'm Sean Delaney.
Fleming County Schools Superintendent Brian Creisman is worried about the future of his district's bus system. Creisman notes that as part of Governor Bevin's proposed two-year state budget, funding for transportation for Kentucky's public schools would be reduced from 58% to 25%.
We will face so if you take $211, which that works out how much they're going to cut, $211 per student, we will lose about $400,000 off the top.
Creisman says if that happens, the Fleming School District will be faced with one of some tough options: to completely eliminate transportation for its students altogether, reduce the number of its bus routes, or force parents to pay $20 a seat to put their kids on its buses. He believes if any of those options are enacted, they would hurt attendance at the district's schools.
A burst of warm weather in the Commonwealth isn't as uncommon as you might think. Even though it's still considered winter, the 70-degree weather coming in this week is not out of the ordinary during this time of year. Meteorologist Ed Ray with the National Weather Service in Jackson explains that a pocket of warm air above the state is causing this drastic change in temperature.
We've got a frontal zone setting up over the Ohio Valley. We are getting pretty close to meteorological spring, which is usually around the 1st of March. So these types of patterns aren't unheard of. We will see above normal temperatures if we wind up being on the south side of this frontal boundary that kind of sets up semi-permanently across the Ohio Valley for a few days.
Things will start settling back down to normal by next week, so Ray advises to take advantage of this small burst of warm weather while it's still here.
Healthcare advocates are reminding families to make sure their children keep up with regular dentist visits. February is National Children's Dental Health Month. For Louisville dental hygienist Jennifer Hash, this means spreading awareness to kids across the Commonwealth about the importance of regular visits to the dentist. Hash says although it's good practice to floss and brush on a daily basis, visiting a dental health professional is crucial to fixing any issues that could turn into bigger problems.
Having that access to a dental provider can catch things when they're small. A cavity that is small can be fixed with a simple restoration, whereas something that gets larger over time can lead to abscess and systemic infection.
According to Hash, it is more common than not for a child to go weeks or even months without visiting a professional because of not having access to dental care.
Continuing on with this week's weather forecast, tonight it's mostly cloudy with a low around 62. Tuesday it'll be partly sunny with a high near 81. Tuesday night it'll be partly cloudy with a low around 63 degrees. Wednesday you can expect an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 76. Wednesday night, showers and a possibility of a thunderstorm. The low will be around 48. Thursday, it's a 90% chance of showers before 2 p.m. High is near 55. Thursday night, it'll be cloudy with a low around 49. It is 72 degrees in Flemingsburg, 75 degrees in Ashland, 71 degrees in Winchester, 74 degrees in Inez, and 73 degrees in Moorhead.
Taking a look at your feature this afternoon, Major League Baseball teams are in spring training mode now, with most teams starting full workouts today, including the Cincinnati Reds. WMKY's Braxton Howard reports.
The Reds opened up their spring training camp in Goodyear, Arizona last week to pitchers and catchers, with opposition players reporting Sunday as they start preparations for the 2018 season. After finishing last season at 68-94, Cincy is hoping for better fortunes this year. Injuries plagued the Reds for much of last season, and manager Brian Price says if his club is able to stay healthy, fans can expect better results in games during the new year.
That's going to be the goal. You could say that for every team, and you lower your expectations when you start talking about rebuilding. I don't think it's a stretch that with the way the young pitching developed last year, the fact that we should be coming back healthy with DeSclafani, Finnegan, and Homer Bailey at 100%, we no longer look like a team that's supposed to lose 90 to 95 games each year.
The Reds' top prospect, third baseman Nick Senzel, says he's excited to get on the field this year, even if it means at a position other than third base, and he's working on making that happen.
Just footwork at each position, the different arm angles, and some just mainly footwork, using my legs more, around the bag, double plays, working a lot on that, and just stuff like that.
While rebuilding over the last couple of years, pitcher Amir Garrett says some of the team's veterans were great at keeping the attitude positive in the locker room.
It's a multiple guys: Joey, Scooter, Tucker, Billy. You know, when Bronson was here, it was Bronson mainly. Bronson was a good dude, but yeah, we got a bunch of guys, you know, that just want to have fun.
The Reds had several pitchers miss games last season due to injuries, and manager Brian Price says, now with those guys healthy, he expects to have a pitching staff that can compete with any team in the MLB.
Having a fully healthy Homer Bailey, Brandon Finnegan, and Anthony DeSclafani, there's an awful lot of reason to believe that we finally got there. Young guys are going to, again, continue to work hard to get confidence and consistency at this level. But having the stabilizing factor of some of our more experienced pitchers will certainly benefit all of us.
But as far as expectations for the 2018 season, Price says he has none.
Well, you know, you don't know until you play. You look at things, and as I mentioned like earlier to a question, is we really have to focus on our team. If we defend like we did last year and hit like we did last year, what we have to get in place is a consistent starting rotation and a deeper bullpen. I think we have the pieces in order to do that.
The Reds will start their spring training game action on Friday against Cleveland. The regular season is slated to get started on March the 29th against Washington. For WMKY Sports, I'm Braxton Howard.
Programming on Moorhead State Public Radio is supported by our listeners, underwriting partners, Moorhead State University, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. The time is 4:48. I'm Jacob Lindberg, here with Cody Robinson, and we're glad you joined us on this Monday afternoon. More of Braxton Howard with your local sports news coming up in 30 seconds.
Support for MSPR comes from the Innovation Launchpad at Moorhead State University. The Innovation Launchpad provides education, collaboration, and infrastructure for new or startup businesses with consulting services, financial planning, workstations, meeting, and conference rooms. Located at 149 East Main Street in Moorhead, the Innovation Launchpad seeks innovative visionaries who want to start or grow their company, facilitate partnerships, and create jobs. More information at moorheadstate.edu/innovation.
Postseason play. Good afternoon for WMKY Sports. I'm Braxton Howard. District tournament play in the 16th region gets started tonight with girls action. In the 62nd district, action at Morgan County. West Carter will battle Elliott County at 6, followed by East Carter and Morgan at 7:30. In the 63rd, host Russell will do battle with Raceland at 6. Greenup County and Lewis County will face off at 8. Lewis County coach Jay Feit says he expects a close game, similar to the regular season matchups between the two teams.
We've split with them for the last 3 years in the regular season. Our postseason games have been, you know, battles, the past two seasons. So don't expect anything different. I expect that it's going to be a hard-fought battle all the way through. They've got some couple tough players, and they've got some good size. And, we're going to have to be able to make some shots against their zone or against their contained defense.
And in the 64th District, Ashland and Fairview will do battle at 6. Host team and top seed Boyd County received a first-round bye. The Round County girls and boys basketball teams will be in action when their 61st district tournaments begin tomorrow in Flemingsburg. They'll both take on Fleming County, while the 18-9 Lady Vikings will have their game at 6:30. The boys will be on the floor at 8. Coach Sean Thacker's Vikings are the number 4 seed in the event, but he says it's no big deal.
It doesn't matter whether you're the 1 seed or the 4 seed. Any of the 4 teams could win this district. If we played this district tournament 10 times, we all would win it maybe once, or, you know, we all would win it a couple of times probably. So, you know, it's going to be a fun tournament.
The Round boys enter postseason play at 14-14. Reserve forward Alonzo Chapman provided the Morehead State men's basketball team with one of its few bright spots in Saturday's 108-64 loss at Belmont. The sophomore from Chicago came off the bench to provide Coach Preston Spradlin's Eagles a season-high 10 points.
Alonzo played really well, and she kind of challenged us. Said, "Alonzo, where's that been? You know, we've been asking you to do that, and you know, show us in practice and get your opportunity in the game." And thought Alonzo did some nice things tonight. He commanded the post. He got the ball. He caught it deep. He chased down a couple rebounds for us, and I was really pleased with Alonzo's play.
The MSU men and women host UT Martin on Thursday at Johnson Arena. While happy as Wildcats snapped a 4-game losing streak on Saturday against Alabama, Kentucky basketball coach Sean Calipari says it was more important that they played well. Calipari insists the young Cats are still a work in progress, and UK fans need to cut them some slack, even if he sometimes can't.
Be mad at me. I recruited them. I'm coaching them. I'm the one that's buying time for guys, which may be costing us some game, but I'm going to continue to do it. I told you when I walked in the door, this is going to be about the players first. And I'm trying to stay that course. But they are responsible for themselves. If they can't perform, I'm going to play you. But when you're not performing, you can't be in there.
18-9 Kentucky will visit Arkansas tomorrow at 9 o'clock. The new college basketball AP Top 25 poll is out. WMKY's Greg Jenkins has more.
The top four teams remain the same with Virginia, Michigan State, Villanova, and Xavier. Duke, however, jumped 7 spots to claim the 5th ranking after wins over Virginia Tech and Clemson. Gonzaga, Texas Tech, Kansas, Purdue, and North Carolina round out the top 10. Kentucky remained unranked for the 2nd consecutive week, coming in just outside of the poll at number 27. Also from the SEC, Auburn's loss at South Carolina dropped them from 10 to 12, while Tennessee fell a spot to number 19 after losing at Georgia. Texas A&M fell back out of the poll after back-to-back losses at Missouri and Arkansas. After falling at home to North Carolina, Louisville remained unranked. For WMKY Sports, I'm Greg Jenkins.
In the Olympics, Canada and the United States will play for the Olympic women's hockey gold medal once again. Jennifer Wakefield scored twice on Monday to lead Canada to a 5-0 victory over the Russians to earn the four-time defending Olympic champions a spot in the gold medal game. It will be the 5th time in the 6 winter games since women's hockey has added the program that the U.S. and Canada have met in the finals. No one else has ever skated away with the Olympic gold medal. Also from the Olympics, Norway continues to dominate the total medal count with 28 earned so far, including 11 gold. Germany comes in 2nd with 20, followed by Canada with 17. The United States still has 10. The Morehead State Baseball Eagles have today off as they prepare to continue their season-opening road trip Tuesday at Western Carolina. Coach Mike McGuire's Eagles split 4 weekend games against UMass Slough and Ball State in tournament play down in South Carolina.
Certainly would like to be better than 2-2, but given the competition, given the quality of the competition, the arms we saw, and you know, so forth, I'm pleased with how we played. Certainly, things that the ball games we lost are mostly most correctable things.
The Baseball Eagles will start a weekend series at Alabama A&M on Friday. Cincinnati Reds manager Brian Price says former All-Star catcher Devin Mesoraco can still be a productive player, but that will have to happen in a reserve role. After an All-Star campaign in 2014, Mesoraco has been hampered by injuries for the past 3 seasons, and now Price says he'll be Tucker Barnhart's backup in 2018.
He'll be a productive bench bat. He'll be a productive guy that comes in when I spell Tucker. Tucker's going to get the lion's share of the playing time now, and he's earned that. But I'd like to think that Devin can help us in any number of ways. First of all, probably catching at least a couple of times a week, as well as being able to help us off the bench.
Price says the Reds have to find ways to keep Mesoraco healthy. Injuries limited him to 96 games in the past 3 seasons. Finally, in sports, also from the MLB, Major League Baseball imposed stricter limits on mound visits by players in an effort to speed games up, but decided against a 20-second pitch clock for 2018. After more than a year of negotiations, the Major League Baseball Players Association refused to agree to the changes, but also signed an agreement that it will not oppose the rules. The amendments to the playing rules announced Monday include a limit of 6 mound visits per 9 innings without a pitching change. Also, due to players' concerns about sign stealing, the MLB will install new telephone lines from dugouts to video replay rooms. MLB says the lines will be monitored, and a person familiar with the decision told the Associated Press all conversations on the lines will be recorded. At sports for WMKY, I'm Braxton Howard.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Eagle basketball will close out their regular season by hosting a doubleheader with UT Martin on Thursday and Eastern Kentucky on Saturday. Tickets and information from the MSU Eagle ticket office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com. Support for MSPR comes from the Center for Gifted Studies at Western Kentucky University, providing classes for high-ability students, their parents, and their educators for more than 30 years. The Center for Gifted Studies is now accepting applications for middle and high school summer camps, including the 35th Annual Advanced Placement Summer Institute, June 25th through 29th. More information at 270-745-6323 or online at wku.edu/gifted.
The time is 4:56. I'm Jacob Lindberg here with Cody Robinson, and you're tuned in to Mountain Edition here on Morehead State Public Radio. The Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons are closed today for President's Day, so in place of your normal stock report, we're going to read some community announcements. The Claypool Young Art Gallery at Morehead State University presents the 2018 Sophomore Art and Design Exhibition through February 21st. The show is an opportunity for MSU Department of Art and Design students to exhibit their artwork in a professional setting at the midpoint of their college career. The exhibit is free and open to the public.
Morehead State University's Student Activities, Inclusion, and Leadership Development is sponsoring a public showing of the film King, A Man of Peace in a Time of War, on Thursday, February 22nd. Showing every 60 minutes from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Athena Room, located on the second floor of the Camden Carroll Library. Admission is free, and the public is invited.
The Cave Run Symphony Orchestra presents the Kentucky Bank Ben Malfris Family Fun Concert at 3 p.m. on Sunday, February 25th at the Morehead Conference Center. Tickets are $15 for adults, free to MSU students and children ages 17 and under.
The 19th Annual Big Sandy Women's Business Symposium will be held from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Tuesday, February 27th. The conference will be held at the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center in Paintsville. Theme for this year's event is Making Connections. Cost is $30 and includes meals, workshops, and events throughout the day.
The Rowan County Public Library presents Dr. Seuss Night at 6 p.m. on Thursday, March 1st. Ideal for children ages 12 and under, there will be games, crafts, prizes, and refreshments. Children are invited to come dressed as their favorite Dr. Seuss character. The event is free and open to the public.
Taking another look at this week's weather forecast, tonight it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 62 degrees. Tuesday, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 81. Tuesday night, we can expect it to be partly cloudy with a low around 63 degrees. Wednesday, there's an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms. The high is near 76. For Wednesday night, there are showers and a possibility of a thunderstorm. The low is around 48. For Thursday, there's a 90% chance of showers before 2 p.m. The high is near 55. For Thursday night, it'll be cloudy with a low around 49. Friday, there'll be showers, a high near 68. Chance of precipitation is 80%. Current temperatures right now, it is 72 degrees in Flemingsburg, 75 in Ashland, 71 in Winchester, 74 in Inez, and 73 degrees in Moorhead.
That'll do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Chuck Mraz, Leanne Akers, Sean Delaney, Tilden Johnson, and Braxton Howard. Suzanne Duvall with the Kentucky News Network, and from WUKY, Josh James. With our feature segment this afternoon, WMKY's own Braxton Howard. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead, and translator W202BH Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at wmky.org. For Cody Robinson and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Jacob Lindberg for WMKY News. All things considered is next. It's 5 o'clock.